to Roy Blunt. I'm just handwriting a letter to Roy Blunt. Because we have used the template letters, we did original prose, we did all of these things. And they get into the old staff. And what's disappointing to me is if I call Congressman Long's staff and I ask them about the details of this, they snap those right out and say, this is what's going on, this is where we're at. You get a hold of Blunt's staff, including the chief of staff, the lady that came here last time, and she said, road project? What road project? We have a guy that handles that. So when we called in, he said, oh yeah, this is all the deal. He wasn't right on one fact. He didn't have any idea who the heck we were, no more than the man in the moon. Now, I'd like to say I shouldn't be out there dabbling around in national politics, and I should just shut up and keep Hollister out of this. But this is not right. And this hasn't been right for a long time. And I can't even assign a reason for it. All I can tell you is they don't know what's going on, and they don't care what's going on. They're doing the minimum to make us go away. And we need to, first of all, convince them we're not going away. You've got to be a pretty slow learner if you think we're going away, because we've been at this for how long? And this is nuts. That we're being discounted some way, and for some reason, and I really don't even care what that is. We just have to stop being discounted.
My thoughts about a template letter, we could get the 7 board members here, get the commissioners, get the mayor of Branson, the mayor of Hollister, and that might make a little bit of difference, at least.
That's going to be one thin sheet of paper that's going to go right in the bottom of the stack with everybody else. But if all of those people take and do us a letter, is say, or make a phone call directly to their staff and say, what the heck are you guys doing?
But
and why do
the process getting them to do that, though, it's a lot easier if you've got a template. That
well, I can probably speak for the Hollister mayor. I think I can probably help that happen. So if it's dialing for dollars, we got to do. But I'm just telling you, we can either talk about this or we can go do something about it. And it's time that we go do something about it. And if you haven't ever done something like this before, it's time.
If you've got a template letter, send it over to me. I'll sign it for what it's worth. And so we got all the facts. I've got to boil it down into, if you get more than a half page of paper, they're not going to read it. But usually they're pretty conscientious about at least responding. If they get multiple input, it might do some good at this time. You know, do it while it's...
Well, we'll see. We've had...
Well, government's regrouping right now.
We've had thin stacks of paper. We've had some that weighed pretty big, and we've had some that not so much.
Just roughly, what should the letter say?
What the letter should say is, why we really support this project. We put a lot into this. It's extremely important for our county's future to be able to do this, and we really need you to get on board and take some extra effort and do something here.
Basically, what we've got written in is the project description for this, and our priority list summarizes what it's all about, what the needs are.
Reference the 2020 build grant and reference the Tannehill County Expressway for sure in the letter. And to get the letter from Blum, we didn't get it through Joel. I mean, we didn't have any, if we had to go to the will.
So I said, call Washington. Get the number, call them, say they want you want to talk to Roy Blunt. Roy Blunt is a person, just like we're all people. And somehow or another, if you get into deity status, it just isn't earned right now, in my estimation, for us. And Tannehill County has 54,000 residents and 53,000 of them vote Republican. This isn't.
Well, Roy knows this area pretty well. He's Springfield type. And
absolutely.
So we need him pushing it. We need him pushing it. You're exactly right.
Well,
nothing's going to happen.
Then let's go get this done. Because right now, eventually, we're just another voice in the wilderness way in the background. We need to move from the background to the foreground, and we need this to happen.
We got to be a shining star, too, because overcoming all those carnivorous coming out of the cities and the states is flooding everything else. And some of the important stuff is out in the background there not being given attention to. However way we can do that.
Well, we need to look ourselves in the mirror at the end of this and say we did every dang thing we could, rather than, well, what was it? Patton said we shovel shit in Louisiana. No, we're not. It's time to stop that and get on to life and go do something. Because
yeah, we've had a couple of bites at the apple. We want to make this one happen.
Absolutely.
So it's time to make it happen.
So all I'm saying is we can hand wring and wonder why we don't get it, or we can make some phone calls and actually go out there and do something. And that's what I'm saying needs to happen. And you've got my commitment. And I've written letters every time. The mayor's written letters every time. This is going to be different. We're going to do something different here. I'm going to handwrite a letter, and I'm going to make a phone call. And say, why in the heck can this not happen? And if this means get on an airplane, then I'm going to get on an airplane.
Okay.
And Congressman Long sat in the Hollister chamber, council chambers, many of you there, and said, you need to get Roy here. I'll take care of that. I'll get Roy here. Roy didn't call. Roy didn't say, kiss nothing. He didn't say nothing. He just didn't do anything. Now, I really believe Congressman Long probably made an attempt to tell him he needed to be involved with this. So, Tenny County Expressway.
Rick, I think as you know, the name we were given that would make some influence with him is Johnny Morris, and he will not write one. And they don't know why he won't be. So if anybody has connection there, I don't
think he might sign a template letter if all the facts were already put together for him. He would have a shot at that or not?
No, we've had some insights into this, and I've been involved with trying to get that done. But he needs some other things from Congress, and he feels like he's got to be careful of asking for too many different things. That little attempt didn't go, but I've had a recent possibility in another way. So I'll see if that can work. I don't want to out anybody, but I know somebody that has talked to them pretty frequently personally. And I'll say this, all Bass Pros across the nation have been closed for the most part. And that's not great. He's got his hands full. He needs some things to be accomplished. And probably in the top 10 of those isn't the Taney County Expressway. So that's why he's a little reluctant to do all of this stuff. But
we had last year and the year before that. This is the third year.
I know. So at any rate, there's something here we don't know of why this isn't happening. But in lieu of that, I don't think we're going to find out, so we might as well just go out and do what we can. That's where I'm at.
Right? It'll complicate the matter. We've got a national election coming up, too.
He may figure he's got a lock on Taney County, so why worry?
That's what worries me a little bit, is why mess with these guys? They're going to vote for me anyway.
That's why we were encouraged to do it this year, is because of the election and because that we were favorable to him, and we were encouraged to do it for that reason.
Well, then it'll be a pretty simple answer back, Commissioner. He'll just say, I'll take care of this. Don't worry about it anymore. Consider it done. He tells me that, I won't bother him anymore.
He being, who are you talking about?
Senator Blunt.
Oh, I was talking about our president.
Well, if the president tells me that, I won't bother him anymore. So, this is a problem. And we've sat doing, following the rules and coloring inside the lines long enough, in my estimation.
What about your representative to the partnership meetings from Senator Blood's office? What's his latest take on it?
Are you talking about Dan Wellington?
I guess.
A guy?
Yes.
Dan will say in his softest, best voice, they aren't going to do a goddamn thing in the next 6 months, so you might as well forget about this. That's what Dan's going to say. I haven't heard that since the last TAC meeting. And that's what he says. Nobody's going to do anything.
Well,
now, that's a pretty unsatisfactory answer, but it doesn't matter. He's probably correct. That's what makes it unsatisfactory. He's been around a long time, inner circle with Senator Blunt. So we've got to do something different over there. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to pound that. You get the message. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'd certainly get on the record to him. You know, since you're right, you need some emails or written record into the request. Most politicians, they've got to weigh their pluses and their minuses and what their priorities are, but they don't totally disregard out of hand a written request. So if we can make more appeals in the next month or two, we may do some good. It may make a difference.
Well, we need to do something. So anyway, there's my input on Tannehill County Expressway.
That's kind of a project unto itself, though, to put something together and guide it. And it sounds like that's what's needed right now.
The highest priority is the transportation in Tannehill County. That's been the highest priority for a while. Now, it took us 10 years to get everybody together to agree that that was a priority. Now we finally have. Now we need to go get it done. Or we need to start doing it ourselves, one of the two. We can't do this. Now, on my end of that is a tacit agreement with a big development that we will do a transportation development district and do a self-taxing district on that large development, and that will pay for one end of this thing. Well, then, the second to last day of the legislature, they passed an omnibus bill and erased transportation development districts without a vote of the entire political subdivision being cities, which means there will be no more significant transportation development districts, because people, they're very complex, and people don't understand that, and they think you're raising the taxes. You're not. It's a self-taxing district. It doesn't impact general revenue at all. So that's a problem. So Jonas has been keeping track of that, and he says there's some possibility that the veto session with the governor may change that, but there's also a lot of powerful players that have positive things in that bill, and so they don't want that bill to get swept away because of, and this includes community improvement districts, so Branson's done. There is no more this, because the whole city will not vote to expand that. So whatever you have today, unless they do something really quick before the 28th of August, that whole project is done. Transportation Development District, Community Improvement Districts, the chances of getting those in the future are this, until that gets straightened out through the legislature. All of that is difficult to cope with if you're trying to move forward and be a competitive, current economic development force. So, anyway, there's enough of that. I don't want to sound like I've got a bad attitude in a couple of these things. They're frustrating.
Good. You've eliminated what's going on. That's all we need to know also.
Okay.
So thank you.
So that's it. I've got a few more of that updates that I can help put it here.
All right. Yeah. What do you have as far as...
Actually, in the Taney County update, I might have. Commissioner, Buddy and I are up to be reappointed for the TAC. It's our time to do that, so I would just say that I would stand in front of the board for a vote whether or not they want me to continue. I'll serve if they want me to go forward with the TAC and be a nomination to you guys. Somebody will have to talk to Buddy and see what he wants to do, but it's our time to be reappointed.
Tell me she sent me an email listing.
There's your email.